here we have more, most of Upson County is rather hilly. I don't think that's much of a term. What about meadow? You ever say it over in
the... Yeah, somewhere like that would be a low, kind of a place where you're out, like you're talking about, and not hardly any trees or anything like that, and it'd be kind of a low, flat place going into a river or creek or something, but it'd be a long space out with no hills and nothing like that, and no undergrowth and nothing on it where people could go to play and all like that. And you've seen pictures painted of the meadows. Now, there used to be some places down below home that we had in pastures, and it became like that. There was nothing grew in there but this clover. Had
And did you call it a meadow then?
Yeah, they used to say, go down and look in the meadows down there and see if you'd... There was one big old cinnamon tree standing there. Grandpa would always want to know when it's getting ripe, and he'd make Grandma make him for cinnamon bread.
Yes? Yeah. About that. All right, well, what about if it's inland, flat, open, or overgrown, and perhaps wet? A lot of moisture in there all the time. Have you got a word for that? Maybe bushes overgrown down in there and water down.
Now, you said that was out from the river, like...
It says inland, yes, away from the river.
Well, the only thing would be, that I would think of would be this old swamp, marshy land, for some reason or another, that the water doesn't drain away, and that causes what you call an old swampy, marshy land.
Right, and if they try to dig it so the water will run out, what do they call that?
Dragging it out.
Okay. And along the sea, to use that word, of course that's away from here, but would you talk about area that stays wet near the sea? Would you use that same word for a swamp, or you think of another word it might have to do with out?
No, I never have been to the sea, but one time I've been down to the Gulf of Mexico and traveled for several miles.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I was ever around. Now, I don't know, there is a name for that. I was reading in the paper here a while back. They don't call that a swamp land. They call that the tides comes out.
In the marshes, maybe.
Yeah, it's some kind of a marshland is what they call that.
What about poor sandy soil? Have you got a word for soil that just won't grow very much?
Well, we just say that's a poor sandy soil. It's got no foundation to it because it's got nothing that that will make it grow because water won't stay in it.
Ever use loam or anything like that to mean poor soil? Loam?
A loam land is only adapted for some stuff to be grown, and then there's some loam land that's no good for nothing. So now that's best I can answer that.
Right. What about if it's very rich and very black? Do you have a word for that? Very rich soil and very black soil. This is not typical Georgia land.
No, but it, you said this is the most fertile land that I've seen.
That's right. All right. And what about place that is dug out in the ground to run water across from one place to another? You might call that used to drain an area.
Well, that would be a ditch that you had dug because you couldn't call it a tunnel because a tunnel goes under and have to go under the ground. Now, you'd dig it out, well, I don't know, it would be a ditch, what they call a ditch. And they got those, what's called, these machines now, you've seen them where they lay pipe and you call ditch diggers.
Yes.
And that there's just about like thing that we used to, I was telling you a while ago, drain in the bottom. That's what you call, you dig a ditch, drain this land on out to the, where it is. And when you go into the creek or the big branches, to open up that land, you can get in there to do that. You call that dredging it out. You take machines and used to have mules and big things and hitch stuff.